Hi, I'm Tonata with your Week in Review. More than half of young Namibians aged 18 to 35 are considering emigrating, mostly due to poverty and unemployment. A CIRIS study finds that interest in leaving the country drops significantly with age. And as the domestic economy remains under pressure, President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa marked her first 100 days in office by outlining progress and policy goals. IPC Member of Parliament Emmanuel Nashinge weighs in.
We have a lot of problems that needed to be dealt with from the first day. Issues of queues at the public hospitals. Unemployment is here, is biting. What is the immediate solution to address it? Housing is one. How we are going to go about it? We are told Venduk will go for 5,000 houses. Where is the land? How are you going to move those informal settlement houses? To which side? All these things, one is supposed to be seeing at least signs, but all we are seeing is just speeches, unfortunately, and the air is gone already.
In line with this development, the president this week confirmed government is drafting a policy to ensure more local ownership in new mining projects. Ministry of Mines and Energy Executive Director Ben Nangombe.
The proposal is being put forward. It will be digested going forward to see how the modalities of its implementation can be worked out. But it is a vision of the 8th administration to ensure that more Namibians are able to participate and enjoy benefits of the natural resources that country is endowed with.
Meanwhile, the fish rot trial has taken a new turn, with Judge Moses Chinengo stepping down and acting Judge Marilise du Plessis set to take over from 1 August. Still in Namibia, the Minister of Education, Sanet Steenkamp, has voiced alarm after the suicides of 3 teachers in Ohangwena region, calling for open talks on mental health and financial pressure.
The Ministry of Education is working with UNICEF to do research on teachers' well-being, for us to come up with specific recommendations and policy issues as to how to support our teachers that are struggling with mental health matters.
In tech news, the Information Ministry is ploughing ahead with its broadband goals, requiring minimum speeds of 25 megabits per second download and 3 megabits per second upload. Executive Director Audrin Mate.
I just met with the regulator where we encouraged them to consult with the operators so that sometime in 2026, we then introduced the minimum download speed of 25 megabytes per second and then upload speed of 3 megabytes per second.
Also this week, the Bank of Namibia unveiled new banknotes and coins, the first update in over 30 years. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa said the move reflects national heritage and pride.
It's important to note that the currency is not just a national symbol. Currency plays an important role in facilitating trade and commerce.
Meanwhile, Cleanergy Solutions has started building Africa's first hydrogen-powered harbour vessel, being assembled in the Netherlands and expected to reach Namport come 2025. The online reaction to Miss Namibia 2025, Johanna Swartboy's crowning, sparked debate on diversity and national pride, prompting a message of support from Michelle McLean.
Ambassadors are so important for our country, and for Namibia to really back our ambassadors, whether that's in beauty or in sport, in business, because it showcases who we are as people. We are a friendly nation. We are a diverse nation with so much beauty to us. We all need to stand together and embrace, especially Miss Namibia, Johanna Swartboy. She's going to go on the international platform and represent our country. She is eloquent. She is elegant. She is perfectly suited to be an ambassador. We are a friendly nation. We are a beautiful nation. Let's celebrate that.
To South Africa now, where the Competition Tribunal has approved Canal Plus's takeover of MultiChoice with conditions to increase local content and black ownership. Meanwhile, former Chief Justice Raymond Zondo had strong words at an anti-corruption conference in Johannesburg this week, urging President Cyril Ramaphosa to stop appointing officials tainted by corruption. Across the continent, African leaders are calling for faster implementation of the African Continental Free trade area as fears grow over U.S. tariffs. Intra-African trade is already up by 12%, but peace remains elusive in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where new clashes have broken out between M23 rebels and pro-government militia. Globally, the United Kingdom and 27 other countries have condemned Israel's conduct in Gaza, calling for an immediate ceasefire and questioning the civilian death toll. Here's the United Kingdom's Foreign Secretary, David Lammy.
I utterly condemn the killing of civilians seeking to meet their basic needs. The Israeli government must answer, what possible military justification can there be for strikes that have killed desperate, starving children? What immediate actions are they taking to stop this litany of horrors? And what will they do to hold those responsible to account?
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.